Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weekday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar,
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson at gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weekday Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EasyMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week. Along with the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educational related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate.
Welcome to Weekday Wednesday. We're going to try that one again.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Bellstar. How are you?
Cannabis Kid doing swell. And you?
Good. How are you folks out there?
Yeah, how are you folks out there?
We'd like to hear from you.
If you want to call in, you can do it. We challenge you.
646-915-8421.
Yep.
Call in, write in, blog in, questions on Facebook at Tumbleweeds Health Center.
.com. You can even get on the blog with us here
right. At
Blog Talk Radio. Have a little arrow. And that was a fake dog bark, just in case you missed the real one in previous shows. But welcome to Weekday Wednesday. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning here in Tucson, Arizona, May 27th. Happy birthday, Mama Judy.
Yep.
We miss you. And
hope everyone's Memorial Day was long and eventful.
And fun and safe.
Fun and safe and filled with family, friends, and barbecue. And hopefully add a little bit of ganja at your party.
Yeah, ganja party.
You know, helps with leftovers, I can tell you that right now. I can tell you that... Helps you finish leftovers. Usually there's no food left at a party that has a little smoke on it.
Yeah, usually, yeah. There's no waste.
No waste
parties. We are
environmentally safe.
Yes, we are a no-waste group of people. Mm-hmm. We will not waste it no matter what.
And if it doesn't get eaten that night, I guarantee you one of your friends will take it
breakfast.
Home.
Oh, yeah, or breakfast.
Yeah.
You never know.
Make little plates up and send it home.
It's good for what ails you.
I don't know what you did this weekend, Belle. Did you have a pretty eventful Memorial Day, or did you?
I'm trying to put together a swimming pool for my dog.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of a
This lovely little side yard that you did.
Well, I did do a lovely side yard. It was a piece of dirt until we got some sod and some flowers. Candace Kid helped me pick out some flowers. We got some solar lights out there.
And some sod, yeah, and some
it's
little
beautiful.
Lawn. It's coming along nice.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. It's what a difference it really makes. One of my good friends used to plant in her garden and build her yard up all the time, and I thought, wow, that looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not that hard.
You know, you had me when you put the sod in. I think I'm going to do that.
Sod.
I'm going to put that in my side. I'm going to put it in my yard because I just want like one little
home
area.
Home depot today. Yep, just a little. And we
just a little patch.
Boy, like to sit outside and
like where I can
there.
Put my feet on it.
Yeah, yeah. get your toes in the grass there, and it's soft and cozy. Mm-hmm. And that's our show. We're talking about grass this morning. Yay! Where's our sound effects? Oh my gosh. And Tech Guy, we miss you. Oh my gosh, I can't even believe it. I'm just gonna. It's been 2 months. 2 months, a couple days ago. Don't shut the show off, Tech Guy. I'm just telling you, I love you, I miss you. That's all. We love you, we miss you. We'll leave it at that. We've got a lot going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole other initiative coming out for legalization for 2016 that makes two of them.
That is awesome.
Two initiatives. So we're going to see. I'm not sure how
let the initiatives flow in.
Yeah, let them flow, and let's get a good initiative that we like. One that suits the patient and suits the state. And we'll make some money for people so that they can fix up the potholes out here in Tucson and fix up the schools for the kids and pay some school taxes, right?
You see how well Colorado is doing.
I know.
With
doing
all of their amazing things that they're able to now pay for and pay off and help out with. I mean, all this is we're seeing as all good.
Mm-hmm.
I see this as all good. Now, what comes along with this has to be education, and I can't emphasize that enough, is the education that goes along with this plant. It's not dangerous. Let's get that word out.
Yeah, it's non-toxic.
I don't want it non-toxic. It's not dangerous.
It can't kill you. So you should lock it up in your medicine cabinets. But even if your kid gets hold of it, they're just going to go to sleep. Probably.
Right.
But don't let your kids get hold of it.
Right. This is the point. Yeah, having it set up high, knowing what you're using and how to use it is what we're trying to emphasize here. So
yeah.
I think with all these initiatives and the way Colorado is handling all their stuff, I really see that Arizona is definitely taking bits and pieces, and we're watching how these other states are handling all of this. I mean, because it's huge.
As we all should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is huge. There's a lot going on. States are legalizing for medical, for recreational, for CBD, for kids, for people that need it. And though not every state has a perfect program, at least they're happening, you know? Yeah, we can get mad, we can get frustrated, but we need to get informed, and we need to get educated, and we need to take action. Like we did when we went to the Science of Canada Summit.
Mm-hmm.
You go and you meet people, and you talk to people that are in your industry, and you find out what's going on. And
well, there's so many updates all the time, so much stuff that you need to keep up with, and you know, it's easy to miss something. It's for sure easy to miss something between what vaporizer is coming out to
what
new strain that they have now created, what new kind of way to take this medicine.
Yeah,
so there's
way to
all
ingest it.
New ways to ingest it. I was talking to my mom about this the other night, and I was telling her how fast. I was like, you can drink it in a soda. You can drink it in a like a Gatorade drink.
You can drink olive oil and put a sprinkle on your salad, a little mm-hmm. vinegar. You got a little dressing there, you know, a little butter on your toast.
And this is ways that you could get it in, you know, that some are non-psychoactive, some are psychoactive.
Right.
And you're just making sure you know what you're on. But getting the cannabinoids into your system by any means, by anyhow,
it's important.
It's important.
Yeah, it's the thing to do. Cannabinoids. We love them.
All of them.
All of them. Over 500 compounds in this little plant of ours that we're studying, that we love so much.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what we've got going on in the news.
What we got going on?
What we got going on is a new mobile app for Tumbleweed Health Center.
I saw that.
Is that the funnest thing ever?
Fantastic.
And if you happen to get online and you go to the Tumbleweed Health Center page and you just hit the home page, there's a couple little photos of our cell phone with the Tumbleweed app on it. And guess what? There are coupons in that little mobile app that aren't on the website. You got it. So you click on that. You can click on it even in, it'll go into your iMac or iPad or whatever it is that you got going on in there. And there's a coupon in there. And it's strange, though, because when you click it from your computer, it says all coupons have been redeemed. Sorry. But then it says it expires June 23rd of 2015. So you get $5 off for using our new mobile app on your certification. So check it out. Pretty cool, huh?
It is pretty cool.
So you should check the mobile app out weekly because we will be updating it with news and coupons and fun things to do in the cannabis community.
Very nice.
Amen. You know it. So check it out. In historic vote, Senate Appropriations Committee approves Veterans Medical Marijuana Amendment. This amendment would allow VA doctors to recommend medical marijuana to their patients in states where it's legal. The Senate Appropriations Committee passed a bipartisan amendment today, 18-12, allowing Veterans Administration, VA doctors, to recommend medical marijuana to their patients in states where medical marijuana is legal. Yay! Oh my gosh. That's huge. I can't tell you how many vets come into the health center and they're scared. They don't want to talk to the doctors, and they should. Their doctors should know. The vote is the first time in U.S. Senate has ever moved marijuana law reform legislation forward. Veterans in medical marijuana state should be treated the same as any other resident and should be able to discuss marijuana with their doctor and use if it's medically necessary, said Michael Collins, policy manager for the Drug Policy Alliance. They have served this country valiantly, so the least we can do is allow them to have full open discussions with their doctors. Exactly. It's so important to tell your doctors what's happening in your world. The Veterans Equal Access Amendment was sponsored by Republican Senator Steve Daines of Montana and Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon. It was added in committee to a must-pass military construction and veterans with fair spending bill. The bill is certain to pass on the Senate floor. Veterans see this victory as a major step forward in restoring our First Amendment rights with the VA, said T.J. Thompson, a disabled Navy veteran. This will allow for a safe, open dialogue between providers and patients and allow veterans to be treated the same way as any other patient.
That's awesome.
That's mandatory. Currently, the Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, specifically prohibits its medical providers from completing forms brought. If he would have. Completing forms. Brought by their parents, patients seeking recommendations or opinions regarding participation in a state medical marijuana program. The Daines-Merkley Amendment authorizes VA physicians, VA, and other healthcare providers to provide recommendations and opinions regarding the use of medical marijuana to veterans who live in medical marijuana states. In 2002, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed in Conant versus Walters, the right of physicians to recommend medical marijuana, regardless of its illegality under federal law, as well as the right of patients to receive accurate information. Yay! Gosh, that is so important. The Daines-Merkley Amendment supports that First Amendment right and restores a healthy doctor-patient relationship.
Oh.
That's so awesome, because if you're going to a doctor for anything, they need to know what you're doing. You know, I always tell my doctor I use cannabis. Lotion, balm, I smoke it, I juice it, I eat it, I drink it. Like Morgan Freeman says, I'll eat it, I'll snort it, I'll drink it, I'll smoke it. Whatever, I use that instead of gabapentin or whatever other crazy narcotic pill they want to stick me on for fibromyalgia. No thanks.
Yeah.
So you gotta be honest with their doctors, and my doctor's great. She's like, all right, if it works.
And, Belle, you feel like, you do feel any, I don't know.
Drum roll.
I'm trying to think, how does she handle, how does your doctor handle with you talking?
Oh, she's just, it's just like if I were to say I was taking Excedrin, she's like, oh, okay, if it works.
How does, does she say anything about it? Like,
no, very just like, okay, just write, you know, write down what amounts you're taking, so I write down how often, and just so that they know my regimen.
Right.
And she did prescribe the gabapentin, and I will take it, and she's okay with that, because there are other ways of doing things.
Good.
And, yeah.
I like hearing that, because I know more and more doctors are coming out, and, you know, I was having this discussion with someone the other day, and I kind of made a general statement about doctors, and I backtracked. And I had to say, you know, some doctors are, you know, are out for the money, are out for the pharmaceuticals, and not every single doctor out there is trying to get you to try this new next drug and
this new next pill,
like, you know, and it's not a push. And and I really did want, I apologized to that friend, and I said, you know, you're right, it's not all of them. And it was a pretty generalized statement. And just knowing that there are some doctors out there that are coming from a place of, I really want to help this person, I really want to get them well. It's not about how many pills I can get them on.
Right.
Yeah. So it's just so important to know that, you know, that there's doctors out there that do care and that do want to listen. And that's your right. You should, whether insurance, any whatever form of health care you have, there should be a way that you're out there finding the right doctor for you that does understand what you're going through and understands that you have found maybe something that works better than what they can prescribe. And which is so important. Is having a doctor that understands and cares for you and actually wants to know and listen.
Right, and wants to know.
And wants to know.
Yeah, wants to know.
So
studies have shown that medical marijuana can help treat post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and traumatic brain injuries, okay? It's not just PTSD. These people are coming back, you know, our soldiers are coming back. Illnesses typically suffered by veterans. A 2000 study of people with PTSD showed a greater than 75% reduction in severity of symptoms when patients were using marijuana to treat their illness compared to when they were not.
Amazing.
75% reduction in severity of symptoms when using cannabis. Last year, the U.S. House voted 5 times in favor of letting states set their own marijuana policy. Yeah, amen to that one. One of the amendments prohibiting the Justice Department from spending any money in fiscal year 2015, undermining state medical marijuana laws, made it into the final spending bill signed into law by President Obama. Advocates of the Veterans Amendment believe it has a very good chance of making it into the final military construction spending bill that President Obama signed. A legislative version of the Daines-Merkley Amendment was included in groundbreaking Senate medical marijuana legislation introduced in March. The Compassionate Access Research Expansion and Respect Safe Carers Act is the first ever bill in the United States Senate to legalize marijuana for medical use and the most comprehensive medical marijuana bill ever introduced in Congress. The bill was introduced by Senators Cory Booker of New Jersey, Rand Paul, Kentucky, and Kirsten Gillibrand, New York, and generated enormous interest. With the Appropriations Committee approving one element in the bill, supporters say it's time for Senate Judiciary Committee to hold hearings on the full bill. The politics around marijuana have shifted in recent years, yet Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley hasn't held a hearing on the issue, said Bill Piper, Director of National Affairs for Drug Policy Alliance. We will move the CARES Act piece by piece if we have to, but now is the time for the Senate to hold a hearing on the bill as a whole. Right on. There's a lot going on.
It sure is.
Remember when we first started, we were whispering, you know, like,
don't talk about it.
Yeah, it was all like scary, and one day we're like, you know what, we can't whisper about this anymore.
Let's get it out there.
Let's do it. You know who got it out there? National Geographic. Where is it? There it is.
Guess
another
who had
one.
That?
Who had that?
Grandmother.
Grandmother? Uh-huh. I thought you were going to say Kimberly.
She said
Health
I could
Center.
Take it home.
Oh, cute.
So she gets National Geographic every month.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
I wasn't, when I was driving there, I was like,
oh.
Geographic, and so she gave this to me.
Yeah.
So.
Oh my God, that is the cutest thing ever. Did she sign it?
She didn't sign it. She
should have signed it.
I just
Grandma,
told her.
She
I said, Grandmother, I don't mind. Do you mind if I take the national?
Oh, I can take it. Take it, honey.
But
we'll send her
just,
one. We've got more. We'll send
it's
her.
Filled with lots of information. It's the science of cannabis part.
Yep. And we actually
and the money
have
part.
A link.
And the new crops that are going to be put up in Colorado for hemp, the vaping scene. Marijuana.
Yeah, through the brain system. Wow, that's really
and
cool.
And talks about where the cannabinoids
yeah.
are. Ooh, let's
stay right there.
Here.
All right. So, National Geographic on the science of marijuana. If you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and check out the news section, it's just the second story in. You can actually follow along. We're going to read a little bit, but I'm going to read this article first. There is a link there to get to the actual issue. But you should go wherever you go to buy your magazines and pick up a National Geographic. It's pretty flipping cool because it's sitting on top of my Newsweek magazine that's chock full of marijuana stories as well. So I love it. This is major publication coming out. This is like on everybody's coffee table now.
Yeah.
Like all these old people are sitting around going,
well, how else? Let's get the education
when their neighbors
out there.
Come over now and they've got a big old. You know, leaf of magazine of marijuana on their coffee table.
It's National Geographic.
What kind of conversation is that going to spark up? Get it?
Spark up.
Oh, Grandma should smoke pot.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Nat Geo met with the discoverer of THC, Raphael Mishulam, who reports, "I've just scratched the surface. We may well discover that cannabinoids are involved in some way in all human disease." The magazine also went on, inside a 20,000 plant grow in Denver, and interviewed a biochemist who was studying the plant's anti-tumor properties.
Ooh.
Tumors in a third of the rats were eradicated and in another third reduced. The problem is, he says, mice are not humans. We do not know if this can be extrapolated to humans at all.
Say that again.
Extrapolated. The article concludes with a geneticist assembling the raw, unsorted code of cannabis DNA into its proper order. With this cannabis work, the science will not be incremental. It will be transformative. transformative not just in our understanding of the plant, but also of ourselves, our brains, our neurology, our psychology. Transformative in the terms of the biochemistry of its compounds. Transformative in the terms of its compact across several different industries, including medicine, agriculture, and biofuels. Mm-hmm. And I want to say transformative in terms of its impact on spirituality. What do you say?
I say second that one.
Transformative. I like this. This is like one or two powers. Okay, transformative in terms of its impact on... I love it. It may even transform part of our diet. Hemp seed is known to be a ready source of a very healthy protein-rich oil. And you can read the article.
The whole plant is. The leaves.
I know.
The buds.
We love it.
All of it.
Where's the song now? We love it. We kiss all those girls and ask them if we can put that up, like get that little thing and use it on our show. We love it. You know, they're on Target now, aren't they?
You are.
Isn't
so
it Target?
Funny.
Yeah. All right. Let's dive in.
Tegan and Sarah?
What?
Is it Tegan and Sarah? I think
that
it's
one. All right. And it's called High Science. It starts on page 30.
Which we want to change how people see and hear high.
Because I made an observation when I read this the other night. So the cover says what? It says weed, okay? The science of marijuana. So I wondered when in their very first paragraph that they start talking about cannabis, they say there's nothing new about cannabis, of course. That's the very first thing they say. There's nothing new about cannabis. Well, why didn't they put the word cannabis on the cover then instead of weed?
Mm-hmm.
Because people see the word weed and it's got such a negative connotation with it. If you put the word cannabis on there, maybe it's got a more scientific, positive, you know, in the news now, we're helping people connotation
that.
Associated with it. Let's talk about it. Let's write to them. What did you find? It says it's been around humankind pretty much forever. Since babies have been crying. Since the birth of babies.
Give it to the baby.
What about the baby? What about the baby? In Siberia, charred seeds have been found inside burial mounds dating back to 3000 BC. China's been using hemp for paper and such since 8000 BC. And the Chinese were using cannabis as medicine thousands of years ago. Marijuana is deeply American, too. As American George Washington, who grew hemp at Mount Vernon, it was the main crop at Mount Vernon. Did you know that? Hemp was the main crop at Mount Vernon. For most of the country's history, cannabis was legal, commonly found in tinctures and extracts. Bam. And then came Reefer Madness. Marijuana, the assassin of youth, the killer weed, the gateway drug. For nearly 70 years, the plant went into hiding, and medical research largely stopped. In the 1970s, the federal government made it even harder to study marijuana because they classified it as a Schedule 1 drug, the most dangerous substance with no valid medical purpose and a high potential for abuse, kind of like heroin. In America, it's listed in the same category. Most people expanding knowledge about cannabis were by definition criminals. Yeah. So, you know, up until recently, really within the last few years, if you were talking about marijuana and cannabis, weed, pot, ganja, whatever you called it, people looked at you kind of weird. You know, they had that little like,
Oh, you're one of those.
Oh, you do that.
Mm-hmm.
We just became not friends. You know? It's kind of like that. And now they're like, oh, well, there's this one time.
Do I have some?
Yes, you have it. How do I get my card?
Mm-hmm. How come you didn't take me out?
What's that hemp stuff? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, and I love those questions. I love that.
They're the best questions. But now, as more and more people are turning to the drug to treat ailments, the science of cannabis is experiencing a rebirth in the baby. We're finding surprises and possibly miracles concealed inside this one plant. Although marijuana is still classified as a Schedule 1 drug, can we just say it's misclassified.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh, yeah, because...
Let's go with it. Misclassified.
It's misclassified as a Schedule 1.
And it's just the education...
Our own government made their own chemical form of marijuana, THC.
Which is very dangerous.
And Schedule 3.
Well, let's talk about all those other
this is misclassified as a
synthetic marijuana that's coming out that are chemical-based and are hurting kids and killing kids. Let's talk about the real drug that's out there.
Yeah, it's not a good thing. Remember, folks, this is a toxic plant. It's been around for 10,000 to a bazillion years or more. I wasn't there, so I'm just trusting that. I'm just trusting that the folks that believe that Shiva is the plant, they passed down some good info. You know, I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
You're too cute, pal. I love you.
Where are we?
We are from the classification of a Schedule
That's
1
right,
drug.
That's right, the misclassification of a Schedule 1 drug. Vivek Murthy, the U.S. Surgeon General, recently expressed interest in what science will learn about marijuana. Nothing that preliminary data show that, quote, for certain medical conditions and symptoms, it can be helpful, quote. In 23 states and the District of Columbia.
I mean, does it get any better than that?
Can we just say that again? In 23 states and the District of our nation's capital, folks, cannabis is legal.
Roll that by yourself one more time.
In your nation's capital. And 23 other states, cannabis is legal for some medical use and recreational use. We can just stop the show right there. You know.
We won't.
And
right.
I won't even throw my favorite song on for a few more minutes. So just wait for it. It's going to get crazy. Other countries are rethinking their relationship to pot, too. Okay, so here's one of the problems. Already we've heard it called weed, marijuana, cannabis, pot,
I wonder how many they're going to use through
ganja,
it.
Ganja, and a gateway drug. So we should count. That's a really good. We should count how many times
we should take a bomb
to differently. We will. We will. It's right
just
there.
Just kidding.
It's right there.
Not every time it works. I think.
Okay. Here we go again. All right. Just Uruguay has voted to legalize it. Portugal has decriminalized it. Israel, Canada, and the Netherlands have medical marijuana programs. Hello,
Netherlands.
And. In recent years, numerous countries have liberalized possession laws. Ganja, there's another one. It's simply a round mark. That's check mm-hmm. number 10, right? Ganja.
Seriously.
It's unmistakable but increasingly unremarkable smell hanging in the air. Yes, smoking it may lead to temporary laughing sickness,
uh-oh.
Intense shoegaze, amnesia about what happened 2 seconds ago, and a ravenous yearning for cheese doodles. Yes, cheese noodles.
It really depends on where you are.
Sometimes I want, like, Chipotle.
Sometimes I want a bag of carrots.
I like
really,
my coffee.
I mean, it's depending on where your mindset is on what you're putting in your
Anyone
body.
Anyone got scones you want to deliver to Weekday Wednesday? All right.
Your body doesn't even know what cheese doodles are. So
they
can't
do in
really
some states. Some states they do. I think it's a food group. So there's never been a death reported from an overdose, marijuana, especially today's stout iterations, is also a powerful and, in some circumstances, harmful drug. Okay, we got quiet there because we just don't, maybe. Well, we'll have to talk about that. Because it is powerful. And you know what? Okay, here, let's take
it
a little
there.
Further.
They'll get us the beans.
Because I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. Not necessarily that I agree with how they word it. Because they could have said something to the effect, I don't know, people that have, like, heart conditions or already have anxiety, cannabis can, some strains can actually induce that and mm-hmm. create that even more for them. And that's something that they don't want. So harmful, maybe in that sense they weren't expecting that kind of an outcome of a female. That might harm their state of being for the moment.
Like, I never want to do that again because I never want to feel that again.
Right, but you're not going to die. It's not going to harm you in the
right.
sense that, you know, you're not going to die from this. Stuff.
Right.
So,
I have someone that's very scared of that same situation
ever happening.
Yeah, but
people with anxiety already or, you know, mm-hmm. Heart conditions, whether it's low blood pressure or high blood pressure, some strains can increase or lower your blood pressure. So you got to be very careful and know your own body. And know your strain, and hopefully the people that are helping you with the strains at the dispensaries, hopefully they know
what ones not to give you.
Yeah, they
that.
Know some of this as well. It's deep.
Mm-hmm.
It's deep. It's deep. So yes, you're listening to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody.
Maybe coming.
So still, for many, cannabis has become a tonic to dull pain, a sleep stimulate, appetite buffer, life thumps and shocks. Pot's champions say it peels back layers of stress. And we saw a cartoon the other day. It's one of those 60s cartoons, and the guy's got a joint, and he says, I'm not smoking pot to escape reality. I'm smoking pot to make reality better.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cute. It
also thought to be useful as, among other things, an analgesic, an antiemetic, a bronchodilator, and an anti-inflammatory. Mm-hmm. It's even been found to help cure a bad case of the hiccups. Compounds in the plant, some scientists contend, may help the body regulate vital functions such as protecting the brain against trauma, boosting the immune system, and aiding in memory extinction after catastrophic events. And that's how it works for PTSD people, mm-hmm. people who have had that experience, that it helps in aiding them in extincting those particular memories. Because you don't want those memories, that's what causes PTSD, is those memories are playing over and over and over and over, and any little trigger in your surrounding could trigger that memory back. So if you get rid of that memory, you extinct it. I like that, memory extinction. Then you're less likely to have the symptoms of PTSD, is my understanding.
And it's not... one of the doctors was talking about, it's not that you lose it per se, it's that you file it away where
you don't need it right now.
Like, you don't need that memory of, like, that being out and their buddies getting, you know,
killed or whatever.
That can be put away.
Yeah.
And
it's there. It's going to be there. You experience it. We're not taking it away from you. No one wants to take those.
But we want to not have it be so vivid.
Prevalent.
In your vision.
Yeah, and right in your face all the time. Just put it away. Like a suitcase you don't need anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we do need?
We do.
We do.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting.
Walk into my house like, what up, I got some good pop. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. I can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealthy? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Less in the war special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let them go war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. How much money can we?
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Love it.
Good morning.
We love cannabis. We've just decided we're going to just shout we love cannabis as much as we can. We do. It's just to feel good. And you know what? That's why so many people use it. Come on, you guys. Admit it with me. You use it because it makes you feel good. And now we know why.
Woo! So,
THC, CBD, CBN, CBG. CBC, CB, everything. We love it. We love it. We love it. Where are the girls? What are they called? Pop, Iconopop?
Iconopop.
Iconopop, call in. 646-915-8421. Because we love you. We love you. All right,
in National Geographic's magazine, it's called Marijuana's Moment.
Marijuana has a moment. It smells like sweet tarts.
It does smell like sweet tarts.
What pinene is that? Or what
That's limonene.
Limonene?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Maybe there's a sweet tart.
Sweet lemon. It's like this soury.
Yeah, fruity, soury. Mm-hmm. Good. All
smells
right.
Like sweet tarts. I think it's like a little bit like a lemon Skittle.
Yes.
A lemon Jolly Rancher. If you tasted pure lemon from limonene, like where limonene comes from, it's...
Your lemon. Go eat a lemon.
What it does is it brightens the brain up. And if you think of what citrus does, you see it, smell it.
Yep.
It's got terpenes in it. That's what makes us
feel.
When someone sees a really beautiful lemon, you can't help. I mean, some people can help, but when you see it, it's,
it looks. Yeah.
It can make your body already do things without you even touching it.
All right.
So you can think of what a lemon. You like, and it actually makes you pucker.
Subliminally feel the lemon.
Uh-huh.
So go look at your lemons, folks, and your orange.
Lemon rind.
Go be at one with your lemons.
Terpenes have a big effect on humans, just the way that...
They're everywhere. They're in the air.
Color.
They're in the trees. They're in the flowers and the fruits. They're in what you eat. We're going to smoke some right here. All right, go for it. Marijuana's moment. Do you need my reader?
No. my eyes got a little itchy this morning, but...
Uh-oh.
More than 20 million Americans used marijuana in 2013. Possession and sales are illegal under federal law, but medical use is legal in 23 states and the District of Columbia. Many states.
Nation capital.
Many states have also reduced or eliminated penalties for recreational use, resulting in a patchwork of restrictions and availability for those seeking medical help or just a casual high.
Yeah, because there's nothing wrong with that. I likened it to my best friend's mom, Mrs. Allen. I said, Mrs. Allen, it's kind of like your little glass of wine and half water. Because that's what they do. It's the cutest thing. Half wine, half water. But that was her little, afternoon cocktail was a half wine, half water.
Sometimes people don't need that much.
No.
And,
a little
puff. You know, we always talk about
candy, a little bite of butter, whatever.
Moderation, folks.
Whatever
moderation.
Your bacon. Ooh, bacon. Cannabacon.
On the medical side, cannabis was a mainstay of healers in ancient China, India, and Greece. Today's status as a legal drug under federal law hampers scientists to use and study its medical potential. Only two synthetic medicines have been approved by the FDA, Drug Administration. A natural derivative is under review. So one of the ways I wanted to talk to people about was Sativex. Now this, I've talked to many different people at a lot of different conferences who have tried this. Even our federal agents, patients. And all say, it's horrible. It would be the government cheese.
No, you said it.
I did
government
say
government cheese.
Let's take a little pride in medicine. I can't just throw stuff together.
Government cheese.
You can't just throw stuff together.
Brilliant.
And it's gross.
And
there's
what?
No benefit for it
those
at all, other than giving you a horrible high.
It does. And the doctors in Iowa need to step up for those two patients that can't get their meds. Come on. Come on.
Do you have the program, America? You've got people in need that need this medicine and don't need horrible makeshift
chemical side effects.
Chemical side effects and these things that you're creating
that are way worse than the real plant would ever do.
Why would you even think that that would be something good? I am.
We jump. All right, let's jump down.
I don't care. Glaucoma. Researchers are developing a... Researchers are developing a drug that mimics marijuana's ability to reduce pressure in the eye, but without the plant side effects. This is something that I would love for my father. He's got glaucoma, and his eyesight is losing every day.
Oh.
So something like this, that he does not like the psychoactive part. He hates smoking.
Yeah.
He's never smoked.
Yeah.
And so something that could be in a drop.
A little bit of a cookie does him wonderfully. I know that. Yeah. It could be drop cookies. They've got like Listerine patches, you know, those little things that dissolve on your tongue. Those always creep me out. But maybe if they're made of cannabis, I might be less creeped out. Maybe.
Got to be something I like.
I don't know. It's just not natural. All right. Multiple sclerosis, MS. An extract that relieves pain and muscle spasms in MS patients has been approved in Europe and Canada, though not in the U.S. And let me just tell you something. I'm going to give a little brief story here because that's what we do. We give stories that relate to what's going on. And this is not, I mean, this it ends in a happy. It's Disney. Starts out sad. So a patient of ours called and said, her mom called actually and left a couple messages for us and said, would you please call me? My daughter is suffering. She has MS really bad. And we live kind of far away. We just need some cannabis for her, and she's really suffering. So she's a patient. I'm a patient. I just said, I'll bring it. I'll just give you some of what I have. I'm not selling it. I'm not anything. I'm just giving it to you. So I brought it up there. And this person that we knew that used to come in to see us quite almost weekly to say hello and get hugs was now in a bed, couldn't move. Couldn't get up to go to the bathroom. I was suffering like I'd never seen this person suffer. And she said, we just pack me a bowl real quick. That was her hello. Hi, can you just pack me a bowl? Her mom didn't know how to do this, you know, and she didn't have any, and her mom didn't know. So we packed a bowl real quick, took a couple hits. And I've never seen a relief come over a person's body within seconds like I have with her. I got a hug. She sat up. Smile.
Incredible.
Yeah, was just like, instantly relieved. And her mom was just like, couldn't believe it. Was in tears and just couldn't believe it.
Having the right kind of medicine can make a world of difference.
It saves her life. It saves her life. And how can you, government, and this is the government, you don't even know us, how can you say, no, you can't have that? Even though it's going to change your freaking life and make you feel 180
degrees
better.
Who are you to do that?
So thank you, governments that are allowing this, because there's a lot happening right now. So thank you for bringing it back. We're bringing it back. We are. One of the FDA-approved synthetic versions of a substance for AIDS found in marijuana helps increase appetite, treat weight loss in patients with the disease.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cancer, synthetic version is used to treat nausea associated with chemotherapy. Go recreational. And Dr. Lester Grinspoon, who was on our show, would say he calls it enhancement.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's his third category. Maybe recreational for him, enhancement and medicine.
Which is both combined.
Yeah.
And preventative medicine, too.
Yes. And don't worry, folks, we're getting our show back on iTunes. It's disappeared. Well, the first year is up. So don't you worry. All this is going to be on iTunes for you iTuners out there. We'll get that's going to go on the mobile app. Don't forget to check your mobile app, folks. SemmelWeedsHealthCenter.com.
Recreational. The primary psychoactive chemical in marijuana, tetrahydrocannabidiol, or THC, acts on the brain produce the high recreational users crave. Colors, sounds, and skin sensations can intensify and time may slow down. Cannabis can also worsen the symptoms of depression and anxiety.
Yeah, you got to find the right strain.
Mm-hmm. If you are on the wrong strain,
like,
that,
like taking Tylenol PM in the morning. Wow. I'm going to sleep right now. I just got up.
Right, and it actually...
That stuff knocks you out.
Right, and well, and it'll keep you in a state of not wanting. Now, we talked about the pining. Finding...
Find your pining.
Find your pining.
That could be our...
Makes you or brain happy.
Find your pining.
These are things that have a citrusy smell to them. They're usually sativas because that is a cerebral mind flare-up. Now, you might need something in a different way, but this is about you being your own compound pharmacist.
That's right. You be
you
your
are
own
breaking
doctor.
Down
You're
what
your own
this
doctor
plant
Quinn.
Is. Yeah.
Medicine woman. You do it. You treat yourself. Find your own terpenes.
Yeah.
Find the right ones for you.
Breaking down each plant. Now, there's many websites to do that out there.
Leaf's got one. Weed Maps is good if you're looking for dispensaries because I like their map. Like, they actually, like, show you.
Yeah. Where you're at.
It's really cool.
Lots of stuff happening. Get involved. Read up on some of the things that are happening.
I'm going to get Zach and C4 Labs back on here because we've got more questions for that guy. That's
so
deep
true.
Stuff. Talk about find your own terpene. Okay, it's like, yeah.
So just like we were talking about the brain, many parts of the brain have receptors that react to marijuana. Some regulate food intake and some cause cravings. Others regulate dopamine and can cause a sense of euphoria. So we were talking about how different parts of the brain can...
Be enlightened.
That way.
Maybe that's where they got the word dope from.
Mm-hmm.
You're a dope smoker because dopamine. Because if you get that kind of a strain where you're just like enhanced, and someone sees you and you're enhanced and they're
What's
not.
What's wrong with being a little mellow?
Because, exactly. Nothing wrong with a little happy.
No, this one, respiratory system. Mm-hmm. Effects are felt in seconds after inhalation and peak within 30 minutes. Unfiltered cannabis inhaled deeply can expose smokers to carbon monoxide and tar, more carbon monoxide and tar than cigarettes do.
Okay, wait.
Now. This is one thing I want to talk about.
That's wrong.
That is
there
wrong.
Is science to prove that.
There is science to prove
and
that.
So shame on National Geographic. We are sending in some... We're
well, this should have been looked over by
yeah,
someone.
Yeah, that's really
so,
bad. Oh my God.
Now, one thing is, yes, there is some, there is plant matter.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But it is
not more dangerous.
The kind of plant matter.
Oh. And, or
and by
chemical.
Any means, any form of matter close to what cigarettes are,
oh,
cigarette
no.
smoke is.
Right.
Oh, okay, anyways.
We'll
want to let people know that one.
Okay. Heart rate can double, prompting panic attacks in some users. Studies also show that shortly after use, the risk of heart attack can increase significantly. Well, we talked about the fact that if you already have a heart condition, you know, you need to find a strain that's not going to increase that, or if you have heart palpitations or something like that. And this is why it's so important to talk to your doctor. Am I right, kids? I mean, I think I'm right. Because if they know what conditions you've got going on, and you know, and you're saying, hey, I'm trying cannabis for this, but we actually had a patient come in and say, I'm going to use the hemp oil you have here for migraines or something. And what he realized was that when he took the hemp oil, his blood pressure dropped. And he was like, wait, this is interesting. I had high blood pressure before, and I'm taking medicine for that. But when I take hemp oil, my blood pressure lowers to the right level? So for 2-3 days, he did the hemp oil. He's not taking his blood pressure medicine anymore. You heard it here, folks. But we hear that from patients, that kind of stuff. You have not saying it's for everyone, but if there are
everyone is different.
There,
and this is the one thing is those medications that people are taking.
It can go either way, what we're saying.
Don't work for everybody either.
Right. So you
so
can
let's
try
talk about that.
Yeah. So yeah, why are people saying, morphine doesn't work
need to come out and say, this doesn't work for me.
Yeah, that's
or
out of your
some
pharmaceutical
people,
closet, I dare you.
Some people are so on some of these drugs that they just thought that that's the way that it's supposed to make them be.
Right?
That's just the way.
That's
That's the only way they know how to be on that, and it's almost like they'd rather be
and
that.
And this is why we say take, you know, like my mom said, I love this when we're reading this stuff. Believe none of what you read, half of what you see. But really, do your research, because that statement was not about cigarettes and fire or tobacco.
No, I understand.
All right, digestive system, but that's what we're saying. So with the heart rate, yes, it can increase it, and yes, it can lower it, depending on the strain. Sativas tend to increase your heart rate, increase thoughtfulness, increase creativity, happiness, very good for focusing. That's one of the things that THC is good for people who are hyperactive. THC helps them focus, oddly enough.
Mm-hmm.
But that, never mind. And then
we won't go there.
Yeah, we won't. But with your digestive system, it says this. When cannabis is eaten, its effects kick in more slowly and last longer, making it hard to regulate dosage. Feelings of hunger often intensify.
See, when
yeah, but those
cooked,
are two different.
These are one of the things. This is what I tell you folks. Now, and then they say eat it. Now, we're talking about raw, juicy. Does it say anything about juicy in
no,
there?
No, it just said eating.
So one thing about eating is that these are edibles, things that were made with cannabis that were cooked,
and
the THC was then created to be psychoactive.
And for newbies, we're going to say, some people say, you know, a half to 2.5 milligrams. That's it. That's like, you go in between half a milligram and 2.5 milligrams and start there. And don't push it. Don't go Sonic Wendy on us and forget you've ordered, you know, piles of burgers at Sonic Wendy Burgers. Don't do it. Get out there and go slow. Go low and slow is what they say. Low and slow. Absolutely.
Now, if you're juicing with it,
mm-hmm.
you're using raw plant that has not been decarboxylized.
Right, and it's just raw.
And it's just
throw
raw.
Throw some buds in, throw some leaves
some
in.
Some leaves in,
yep.
Throw some sticks, leaves, and whatever.
Right.
The whole plant. Just throw it in there. You know, I like to give it a nice little chop before I put it in.
Fresh.
Fresh is best.
It's best.
But you're really getting, think of it as like a spinach, a kale, deep green, leafy greens. I mean, just, the whole plant is edible. And it does some amazing things with the whole internal system down there. Gut.
Yep. Our endocannabinoid system.
Was the digestive thing.
Yep, which monitors all our systems. It's a beautiful photo.
Yeah. It needs a little work, though.
Yeah, we'll work on it. But, hey, it's National Geographic. It's out there. It's sparking up conversations between everybody.
Yeah.
Because you know
so
some grandkid's
going to
walk in and be like, Grandma, what's on your table? Marijuana.
That's
you
what this,
tried that?
This is what this
Sonny?
Grandkid did.
You ever tried that, Sonny? I tried that silly stuff once. Made me laugh and laugh. You hear stories like that. And then you should just watch the grandma smoking pot. That's just a hoot.
Oh, that is a good one.
That's a good one. You hear
so,
We Say Wednesday live.
Wow.
We found this a very interesting photo, though. Remember this one? Okay, I know. So we just—it's on page 47 and 46, and it's a rack of sorts with pot plants that are cut down, and there's people on the left of the rack, they're trimming, okay, and there's these paper clips colored in hand-drawn signs, and on the left it says rec for recreational, and on the right it says med for medical. And the people on the left are laughing, and the people on the right are not. They're so serious. But the plants are all right there hanging together. They look like the same plants to me. I don't know. It says, well, at Denver's LiveWell, which has an enormous indoor grow operation, workers remove marijuana leaves before the buds are trimmed, keeping the plants destined for medical use separate from those for recreational use. After Colorado legalized marijuana, thousands of young people from all over the world flocked to the state to participate in the multi-million dollar business phenomenon that's been called the Green Rush. So
talk about getting youth to start working.
Seriously. Who?
Not youth. I mean young people.
No, yeah.
Like,
well, get them out there. Everybody needs
jobs.
How
people.
Many jobs is created?
Well, you know, a lot of people kind of give up on the whole college thing. They see it as a waste of time.
Yeah.
And a money grabber, and no one's helping. A lot of countries are giving out college for free, but this country seems to just want to twist you from every penny. I saw that one.
Yeah. I know. Page 43, why?
It's almost like it makes it look
That's
poor.
The question. Page 43, why? Sorry for the person who's on page 43. Nothing against you, but... The image we're trying, there's a different image that people are, that's the thing when they see weed on the cover of anything.
Right.
And that's not always the case. Could be your grandma. I'm liking going back to this was on your grandma's coffee table when you walked in.
So there's sides to this, like there's sides to everything.
Oh, and
when, and I think what they're showing is these other sides. Yeah.
And well, hang on one second.
Uh-huh.
We have a personal shout out to give. If you're out there listening, if there's a chance and and it's the same person, giddy up. We know you. Two girls met you in Colorado, and we hung out at your place when you very first started there. So giddy up, way to go, and we'll see you soon in Colorado. Go giddy up. Crazy. How crazy is that?
Wow.
Yeah, wow. But it shows the fact that these business operators, good job, earning all these hundreds of thousands of dollars, having to sit on it, guard it themselves.
Yeah.
And still, they're very slow at allowing
this money to be in and
make such large deposits.
Be incorporated.
And be involved in their...
They're
thinking, who is this bringing $500,000 in a case in my shop? And who followed them? Right?
Right.
Not those four guys with masks on behind them. You know what I'm saying? That's what their image is.
Because it is scary. But there's bringing this to the forefront, I think, is one of the best things that we could actually be possibly doing.
Yeah.
Is, thank you, National Geographic, for bringing this all out to the forefront. I mean...
Well, yeah, we got to be talking about
it.
And whether our opinion is right or wrong, it doesn't matter. At least we got one, and we're willing to share.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just out sharing news with you guys, because sometimes it's just fun to have someone else shout out the news when you're driving to work or supposed to be working or at the end of your work day. Go Netherlands. You see this one? This looks like a crop circle. I love it. Marijuana grows in an irrigated field. On the plains of East Denver, discreetly hidden behind rows of corn, the crop is hemp, a non-psychoactive variety with little tetrahydrocannabinol, THC. Its tough fiber has long been used for rope, paper, fabric, and more. But it's also rich in compounds with medical promise. Some of the harvest will be used to make CBD oil, which is in such demand to treat children with seizures that cannabis growers have stepped up production. All right.
That is so cool.
That is awesome. Way to step up production. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah. Regardless of whatever it is, it's pretty.
You know, we have that guy. We should get him back on again.
Yeah, we should.
What you doing now?
What you doing, Mr. Dave? All right. This is, you know, we're going to read more. Check it out. You can check it out. It's actually online. If you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and go to the little news section, it's up there, and it's waiting for you to read it. Click a button. But there you go. It's there. And you're listening to Weed Day Wednesday. And it's about that time, isn't it?
It is.
Holy smoke. Which you can get at Tumbleweed Health Center. 6315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. If you want to make an appointment and you're online, go to tumbleweedhealthcenter.com. Click on the certifications link. If you want to call us, it's 520-838-4430. Check it out. THCTucson at gmail.com. You can email us. Thank you for listening in every week. We love being here. We look forward to the show. We look forward to hanging out, informing you of things, hopefully, that maybe you didn't know. And if you did, we hope we're comic enough to get you through it. It's important. We love cannabis. Love your cannabis, right? Love your cannabis. And from Growers House, Radio, and every Tumbleweed Health Center, everybody out there for tuning into our show each and every week. We will be back next week. Hopefully, with a surprise guest to be here. We'll see. You never know what's going on Weed Day Wednesday.
No, I'm here.
All right, you're good. Oh, Roddy, have a hat. But
remember, be smart, be safe, and educate.
Happy Weed Day.
Bye, everybody.